This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new variant of the coronavirus has been detected in Colorado. In a joint release with Chaffee County Health and the Colorado Department of Corrections, CDPHE says three cases of the South African variant have been confirmed at the Buena Vista Correctional Complex. The cases include two staff members and one inmate. The state lab will now sequence all positive tests from the correctional facility to look for variant cases. CDPHE will host a vaccination event for family members and close contacts of staff later this week. Boulder and University of Colorado police are reviewing body camera footage and social media images to identify people involved in a party that became violent over the weekend. As many as 800 people flooded the streets Saturday night and threw objects at officers. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty says partygoers showed a callous disregard for the community.
I don't regard people flipping over a car as a party. I don't regard people throwing bottles and rocks at firefighters and police officers as a party. Those are criminal acts and will be treated as such.
Doherty encourages those involved to come forward and cooperate with the investigation. Around 400 Colorado students will get full refunds from a travel company for trips to Europe that were canceled due to the pandemic. The Wheat Ridge-based company Voyagers International offered partial refunds last year for its 2020 Ambassadors of Music program, but took out a $1,900 cancellation fee. Fort Collins is at 69 degrees right now. It is fair. Tonight, we mostly clear.